Desire and Ellie on Golden Valley's Hit 96.9.
This week, I've been touching a lot. If you are just tuning in on homeless, and it is a crisis that is happening across our region and in Shepparton in particular. So I've invited back the CEO of Beyond Housing, Celia. Thanks so much for coming back in the studio.
Thanks for having me, Josiah.
My pleasure. Now, you came in a couple of days ago. There's been an amazing feedback. People have been getting in touch online and stuff. So, and you and the team have got back in touch with me. Now, before we get back into it, can you just give that stat again of how many people you've spoken to that have come through your program this year?
Sure. This financial year to date, we've seen over 2,200 people who are homeless or at imminent risk of homelessness in Shepparton alone.
Which includes families as well.
56% of those are families with children.
Now, if you want to hear more of those stats in the chats that we had earlier in the week, hit.com.au or download our podcast. You can hear it all in our catch up right now. But you and the team have been chatting the last couple of days.
We have, Josiah.
And you told me off air an idea you have. So what I've done is I've got our boss, Benny, in the studio as well.
Morning. Hello.
Hi, I think Benny. He needs to be across this because I don't know how I feel.
No, I'm actually really curious to see because I've actually been involved with some things like this in the past. So it's got a place in my heart this year. So I'm curious to see what you're going to
do. What are you and the team
so
want,
we're looking
Celia?
For your support, Josiah. We were talking on the fact that we'd seen 791 households already this year who we'd given some crisis accommodation to. And we thought, what better way for Josiah to understand what someone who comes and seeks our services experiences than to have some respectful experience, lived experience of homelessness. So we want to throw down a challenge to you to help you raise awareness for us and the issue and also get some support for the homeless people of Shepparton. And we'd like you to experience homelessness and crisis accommodation this week. We want you to do some couch surfing. We want you to sleep in some crisis accommodation, sleep in the car, and sleep rough on the street.
Yeah, this is tough. And this is why I've got you, Benny. First of all, from a company point of view, can we do it?
Well, we've got to speak to the council about a couple of things and a few risk assessments. But no, mate, this is I actually love the fact you've done this. And as I said, something I've been involved with before. This will open up your mind more than just sitting here behind a microphone, right? It's all really nice for us to sit here and we're warm and everything else. You'll be out there doing it. It'll change your perspective. It will change it even more so, mate.
I know, because I did say to you, and I have been saying all week as well, that it's easy and I have been challenged by it because a lot of the time you see it and you just think it's some homeless person begging for money. But you're saying because there's over 2,000 that have come through this year, they're in those places, they're in the cars, they're in your crisis accommodation, they're sleeping on friends' couches and stuff, which is mind-blowing. But to do it every night, so next week.
Being homeless is actually really expensive. Hard to eat if you don't have anywhere to cook. You're restricted to takeaway or things that you can carry. You're going to be cold. It's winter and it's cold. There was frost on the ground again.
Could you have done this challenge in summer at least?
Well, I think that's the point. We could have, but it would have been a little bit too comfortable. And I guess what we want to do is ethically and with respect and showing some dignity and not making, we don't want to make light of a homeless person's experience. It's not fun, but I think there are some things that you can't possibly know unless you see for yourself.
Yeah, you know what? If it's going to change someone's life and I can raise as much awareness as possible, I'm willing to do this.
That's
so,
right.
Absolutely would love to get on board.
Great. And I wonder if there's anyone out there that would like to sponsor you to sleep rough and to experience homelessness this week. And we can talk about some ideas about what we could do with that to make a difference to someone's life.
Absolutely. Get in touch with us. 13 12 16 is our number. Hit GV on Instagram or hit Golden Valley on Facebook if you do. Or make sure you get in touch with Beyond Housing as well because they're an amazing local initiative and company as well. And you're doing an amazing job. All right, Benny.
So challenge accepted. It's all good for me, mate.
Oh, well, Monday night then.
I'm not going to be joining it.
Hang on a sec.
Be solo.
Can I sleep on your couch?
I knew this was coming. Can you sleep on my couch?
Well, better yours than mine.
No, of course you can. Let me speak to my wife first, but that's fine.
If it's not you, it's going to have to be someone else. So,
that's right.
No, I'm willing to do it. We'll chat some more. I'm sure we'll be in touch. But if we can organise some crisis accommodation, I'm willing to sleep in my car. Oh, this hurts to say. And I'm sleeping on the streets as well. Let's do it next week.
Thanks, Josiah. We really appreciate it.